maybe we can be on Alex Cooper's podcast.
Okay, oh, we have to say what our names are.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Hello?
Test? Welcome to our podcast!
Yay!
That sounds really fake.
Isabel's actually holding me against my will. She has a gun to my head.
Shh.
This is quickly turning into a crime podcast. So, Isabel, would you like to... Oh, sorry. This is my bag of chips.
Describe what we're eating.
Okay. My COVID dip.
She literally put a sticky note on it and called it Lauren's COVID dip. Do not touch. And put it in the fridge.
I didn't want anybody touching my dip.
It's interesting. I just ate some. Yeah. Crunch, crunch.
So, Isabel, she just shoved a chip in her mouth. Do you want to explain the weather that we're looking at right now?
Well, out in... Where do we... Lynnhood, in Lauren's neck of the woods. It's, eerie fog... No, it's not fog. Smoke. Smoky from a not gender reveal in Washington, we found out. But from all the fires...
Yeah, it looks like we're in an episode of, like, if Twilight met Walking Dead. You know what I mean?
That's Twilight.
Yeah. What was that?
Twilight.
What?
Twilight.
What?
I have been. My gym.
She just AK-47 a chip across this desk. Wow. Okay, so what's our topic for today?
Infinity,
No. What's the name of our podcast?
I put it up in my mouth.
Stop eating! Stop eating.
Let me swallow.
Okay.
Our podcast, I'm still eating. It's called Infinity but like, it's censored. Can we swear?
I don't think so.
No.
We'll have Paige bleep that out.
Okay. Thanks, Paige. Yeah, so... This podcast, we're going to talk about the origin of our name.
Okay. Let's add a bit of clarification here. The car... So, okay. Isabel, when she got her license, got a car. What was that car, Isabel?
An Infiniti.
What model?
G35.
What year?
2005.
Okay. I got my license 9 months later. Because she's an old woman. No.
I can't swear.
No. And we had gone car shopping a couple times. I really wanted a Beamer because I was 16, naive, and thought that I could pay thousands of dollars for all my mistakes on a German car.
Wait, can we interrupt about Alec?
Oh, yeah.
So my brother got a Beamer and he totaled it.
Yes. Throwing Alec under the bus within the first 2 minutes of this podcast.
It's Finn.
Alec is her brother.
I love you, Alec. In and out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're not gonna flesh out that one.
You could continue.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So, one day, I'm just sitting at home, carless, probably a little angsty. Stop with the chips! Here, take it.
Can I eat it?
You may
okay.
Eat it.
One look.
That was so violent. I'm so sorry. There is just so much anger that's pent up inside of me. That I lashed out on you on that Lay's chip. I'm so sorry. Holy Anyway, sitting at home, minding my own business, I hear a car roll up. Not the sounds of the truck or the SUV that my parents own. I look outside. Isabel's car is sitting in my driveway. But it wasn't Isabel's car. My parents had bought the exact same car in a different color. I kid you not. They didn't even know Isabel drove that car. I don't know. I don't know if they did.
I don't think so. COVID. It's like, instead of Kobe, you say COVID.
Oh, that's good. Did you just come up with that?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so basically, my parents bought me the same car as my best friend. And yes, we did end up in the yearbook with a picture of both of our cars. Oh, yes, we did. Our senior
yearbook.
Right, we're
in the middle, right? In the
fold. We're like the big, like, open, like, centerfold picture. Uh-huh. It's us sitting on our cars.
Looking all cute and stuff.
Yeah, so... That is the origin of this, of our name. And that's why we're called that. Because we have no other defining attributes than our high school cars.
Only characteristic.
Only characteristic. Our friendship consists of nothing else. All right. Okay. Yeah. What should we talk about first?
I feel like the drifting story is pretty monumental.
Yeah,
in,
yeah.
It's our favorite story to tell.
I think that it's... It's pretty safe to say we did not deserve our licenses. Nobody should have given us licenses at the age of 16.
Mm-hmm. Especially, like, because our cars also, like, they have a lot of horsepower and they can go fast. So all the boys are like, dang. I see, I stopped from saying the D word. Good dang, job. They have G35s? Oh my gosh, like, and they're big. Anyways, they loved our cars, so we were really cool with the men. Boys. Mm. Yeah, anyways.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Our cars, I forgot to mention, our sports cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you know, like, Nissan Altimas? They're the elevated version of that.
Is that...
That's the base. Isn't that the base model?
Isn't that...
Okay. Is it Infiniti an Altima brand? It's a Nissan?
I think it's Nissan.
Or wait, no, Altima is the name of the...
I think it's a model of Nissan. But we're luxury of Nissan?
Oh, okay.
Was it Robbie who we went with? And...
Oh yeah, shout out to Robbie.
He's got a blue Mustang that... Mm-hmm. Does he still have it?
No.
No. Did he crash it too?
No.
Oh. Well...
Alec.
My brother?
Get your crap together.
Oh yeah, that was... Yeah. Oh, and we went with Joe and Jake, right?
Mm-hmm.
And...
We have a little friend group thing
our
going on.
Friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then...
So...
Yes.
What did we decide to do that night?
Well, I remember we went to Henry's Donuts.
Yeah.
To get donuts.
Yeah.
And then that's where all the car people were, which scares me. Mm-hmm. Because they're scary. But that's where we saw Robbie.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, yo, we should go drifting?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so most nights our senior year... Could you hand me that acetone?
Do you want to drink it?
I can't look at my nails.
She's painted this one hand, like, 5 freaking times now. Here's your polish.
No, I mean, we're out of all.
Oh, I'm sitting on them.
Oh, okay.
Here.
Anyway, so most nights our senior year of high school consisted of very late nights and just messing around our hometown, correct?
Yes, of Mukilteo.
Mukilteo, Washington. Shout out to an over-gentrified state.
Suburban.
City. Not a state. Suburban area.
Yeah.
This particular night, we decided that Isabel's car, because it is a what?
Sports car.
And it also has what?
Bad wheels? I mean tires.
And it also has what?
Horsepower.
No. 2-wheel drive.
Oh, no, no, it's front wheel.
Front wheel? 2-wheel drive.
I think it's rear.
Like a bike? 2-wheel drive.
It's not, it's the one that you can't drive in snow. I don't know, like you're screwed if, it's not all-wheel drive. That's the safe one.
Okay, maybe so it's not all-wheel drive.
It's rear. Maybe it's rear is what it's called.
It has 2-wheel drive.
You can only drive with 2 wheels.
Pick 2 wheels. Only 2 of them can go at a time. The other ones don't work. So again, it's a bike.
Yeah.
So,
nice bike.
Yeah. So Isabel's car was used as the drifting car. Yes, drifting had occurred before this many times.
Primarily, males would ask to drive my car and then drift it around corners, and I thought I would die many times.
Yeah. That was the we ever got. She just choked a little.
That's a bad word. Penis.
Penis.
I'm penile.
Stop. My mother might be listening to this.
Oh my gosh, we're gonna be famous. Okay.
Y'all, watch this Spotify. Watch this podcast. We get paid for it.
We want to get on Call Her Daddy. Alex Cooper, I love you.
Anyway.
But yeah.
Anyway. So, there in Mukilteo, the Boeing Corporation. Am I allowed to say that?
Maybe we'll say a large airplane facility. That isn't in Everett.
So, not Boeing, large airplane facility. They have these big parking lots, because it's a big, it's a big
building place.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And in these parking lots, delinquent things would occur, which I will not name. One of those involved drifting.
Spicy.
And on this particular night, we decided to partake in that event. So us in like 10 cars.
Literally three other cars, Lauren.
Robbie, Joe.
Us.
Okay, three cars. God. Decided to go drifting. And we did. We did go drifting.
Yes.
I have a lot of videos of Isabel's car just spitting whipping. Out. Yeah,
dude, and I drifted it. I felt cool. People thought I was cool. I think I impressed the males.
Good.
Yeah.
Told you. It's the only you ever got.
Yeah. From the car.
Yeah. And what happened at the end of all this?
And so I was literally, I think I was in Robbie's car while he was doing it. Like, my car was parked. Lauren was in my car. I was in Robbie's car, and his window was down, and we saw security coming, and, like, adrenaline kicked in, and I couldn't open his stupid door, so I literally jumped out of the window. And I just, like, galloped to my car with Lauren in it. And then I was like, Lauren, go to the front, get in the front.
Oh, yeah, I was just chilling in the back seat under a blanket, yeah. You know? I was relaxing. This is relaxing for me.
And then we just, like, hightail it mm-hmm. out of there.
And so Isabel was literally moving the car as I was trying to get in the front seat. I think I got, advanced whiplash from that. Like, I didn't move myself forward into the front seat. The velocity of the car jerking forward at high speeds threw me into that passenger seat. So, here's the thing. There was one entrance and exit to that parking lot. And that security guard was smart enough to block that entrance and exit.
He did? I don't even remember that part.
For a second, yeah.
Oh my god.
So we were all, like, circling. Like, we had nowhere to go except for in circles, right? It was like a little NASCAR racetrack. Just going... Anyway, our friend Matt...
Wait, how did we get out, though? Was he at the end or the front?
He was... I think he thought there was another entrance the other way. Or something. Because he led that security... He went the wrong way and the security guard knew.
Yeah, because we all turned left and he turned right into a dead end.
Correct.
Yeah. We were out of the little thingy. How did we get out, though, to go to the road?
Matt led the security guard away from the entrance. So we all got to leave. And he was stuck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we got out. We didn't care who lived or died. Namely...
So bad.
Yeah. So we all just... We get on the freeway and we bust it out of there, right?
Yeah.
And we reconvene at this, like, house.
No, it was a church.
It was a church.
It was the church I used to go to.
Oh, nice.
Mukilteo Presbyterian.
Oh, that's where we were. Nice. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We reconvene there, all shaken up and kind of retold the experience. And, yeah, that was the story. Yeah. And I just recently told my mom the story.
She didn't leave out the security guard part. I haven't even told my mom that.
I mean, but, like, what is she gonna do? Like, call him and tell him, hey, my daughter was drifting there 2 years ago. Like, what? You know?
True. Watch us go to jail now. Would we go to juvie?
No.
Oh, God. We go to real jail.
I mean, how would we know? I mean, we were just victims to the crime, you know? We couldn't have known. We were... Why are we discussing legal matters on a podcast? This is not illegal. This is not illegal. Stop overthinking
it. It is. I think it... Our friends did this.
This was a made-up story. Punked! Anyway. Next sentence story. You know, here's the thing. We were dumb.
I think we're still kind of dumb.
I think we are. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're 19.
I'm almost 20 in 2 months, so suck it. Oh,
my bad.
Yeah, I'm like 19 in like 5/6. Or 9/8, 10/12. Yeah, 10/12.
10/12.
Yeah. That was some math there.
God, you are cool.
I know. Oh.
Remember that one time that we, like, ran into those middle schoolers at our local park, and your comeback was, we're in college! We don't want to talk to you!
Well, we were trying to take pictures, and they were like, are you making a TikTok? And then I was like, that time?
Yes.
And then I was like, no, we're in college. We're too cool for TikTok, even though I avidly make and watch TikToks. Because, oh my gosh, we should do our TikToks. You should follow us on TikTok.
Lauren K. Cook 01.
Harsh squared, don't ask why.
That was so anticlimactic. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And with dumbness comes accidents, don't they?
Oh, yes.
Who wants to start?
You.
Me. Well, I think I've only ever been in one accident. And it involved the school parking lot. So, I had a bit of trouble with parking. My spatial distance awareness is zero to nothing.
Still.
My peripherals are non-existent.
Sorry, I love you. She's a great driver.
No, I'm not. Don't lie to yourself. And so one day, I decided to skip first period. Because when you're 18... and you have senioritis, what else do you do?
And it was banned. She left me in band alone.
Rude. Do you know how many times she'd show up late? I'd walk in with my little flute, looking so ready, and she wouldn't be there.
Band. Oh, yeah. Small talk. Me being late.
Yeah. Anyway, it happened a lot. We left each other. We would get angry and spiteful. I sent her a lot of angry Snapchats.
She did. They're on Red's Help. Yeah. I think I posted them there. That's when I had red hair.
Red's Help is our Instagram, by the way. Check it out.
Oh my gosh, yes.
We're totally, totally advertising this podcast.
Oh my gosh.
On that page. Yeah. So check it out.
It's a good. Lauren makes really cool edits, and we do lots of stupid S-word stuff together.
Yeah.
You don't have to bleep that out. Poop stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me laugh.
Anyway, back to the story. I was having a rough day. I was having some boy trouble. I was having some college stress.
What college stress?
I didn't know what college I wanted to go to.
Oh yeah, she's gonna go to Western with me or Wazoo.
Can you guess what I chose?
Not the one with me. Sad.
Anyway.
But she met her boy toy there, so it's all good.
Shout out, Nick. I totally just, so we all parked together in our senior parking lot. Our friend group. We had basically taken over a section of the parking lot, and if you parked there in our spots, we would harass you until you showed up and took that car away.
We just awkwardly stare at you.
Yeah.
There was no physical?
No, but I think that visual harassment.
Just like intense eye contact.
Yeah.
Then you'd feel very awkward if you, like, came to undo your car, or undo your car, turn your car on and leave. Like, we'd all just be standing there staring at you.
Yeah. Anyway, I parked next to our friend Johnny, and he drove...
The
Nissan Altima. I'm sorry.
Was it an Altima?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? No, it was a Nissan...
Sentra! That's okay, so we were false earlier.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I stand corrected.
You're right.
Anyway... and I totally turned into this parking spot 100% wrong, and I hit his car. And Johnny, the fact you didn't make me pay for the damage.
Yeah, that was cool.
You're cool for that.
Yeah.
You're the best. Fist bump. High five. I hope you're doing well over in boot camp.
Boot Campville.
Anyway, my story isn't that... interesting. Isabel has gotten herself into some fun little...
Which one you want to hear about?
Talk about the time you backed into that car. Your nanny.
Oh, okay. So, this was my first time nannying for this family. And I was back, so it was, like, really dark, and it was in Edmonds in, like, that Snake Road where it was, like, super dark and there's, like, no light. So I was trying to back out of this driveway, and it was, like, one of those weird, like, half windy ones. So I was, like, turning my car, backing out, and I totally backed into their car. And I was like, oh my gosh, I just hit the car of the people I nannied for the very first time, and I started crying. And then this was, like, 11 p.m. at night, so I, like, called my dad, and I was like, please help me. And so he, like, came in his pajamas, and it was really late, and I was just sitting there crying the whole time. And then we put a note on their car, and we didn't know it was the nanny family's car at first. But, like, so, wait, did that make sense? Did I say that wrong? You weren't listening. It's fine.
No. Sorry. I've been, like, suckling this chip for the last, like, 10 minutes.
Okay, yeah. I think it made sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, and then every day we would, like, drive by and see if the people had found the note, because, like, I had never gotten a text or anything like, hey, this was my car, I need to fix the damage. And, like, we would see the note was, like, not there. So they obviously got the note but never texted. We thought it was the neighbor's car, but it ended up being the nanny family's car. And I don't remember how I found out. Maybe they texted me, like, a while later. I don't know, but we later found out it was their car and they didn't make me pay for it. Anyway, so my car, my bumper's a mess in general. And my car, like, the bumper paint now, like, bubbled off and chipped off. So I have, like, nice little paint chips. One of many problems in my car.
Can I preface this by saying your car has been through hell?
Oh my gosh, it totally has. I drove into the McDonald's wall the other day. And, like, now there's, like, fire streaks of red and yellow on my side of my car that I just fixed, actually, because I got in another wreck.
Guys, she has red and yellow paint.
It's cool, though.
From McDonald's. On the side of her car. Just think about that. You have Ronald McDonald. It looks like you hit Ronald McDonald with your car.
I did.
Oh my god.
Keep opening this drawer.
We went through a phase too in high school where, like, we wanted to straight pipe everybody's car.
Like, oh my gosh, thing. Yeah. Like, we took my muffler off of my car and then drove around. It was very loud. The neighbors ended up yelling at me and it scared the crap out of me. But yeah. Then we put it back on and then someone zip tied it on. The zip tie is not there anymore because we lost the bolt. So now my muffler is just kind of, like, hanging there.
Okay. Straight piping is, like, what do you take off? Like, what?
You take off the muffler and then you connect, like, a straight pipe and make that your new muffler.
Yeah. Basically, the only thing it does is make your car extra loud. So loud.
Yeah.
You know those cars you hear, like, 4 miles down the street?
And you're like, oh, they have a long schlong. That rhymes.
I don't know if a lot of people do that.
We do that.
But I do that. We do that.
If they have a loud car, we go, oh, you must have a big That's a bad word. You have a long schlong. Never mind.
It's okay.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know why. Also, like, one of our friends in our friend group, like, did all the repairs with our cars, which in hindsight probably wasn't a good idea to let an 18-year-old do.
But the dent from my bumper, oh, someone else backed into me and there's a big dent in my bumper. So all the guys, they hammered out that dent.
That's true. And it was free.
Yeah. And I got new brake pads. The guys helped me with that.
I just sat there in the bed of Jake's truck and watched it happen. Yeah. I didn't do anything. It was nice.
Yeah.
I missed that. I missed, you know, it being sunny.
Fixing our car. Oh, sunny? Mm-hmm. Yeah, without smoke-infested air.
Mm-hmm. Guys, it's really bad. Like, I'm looking at this. Like, you can't even see out, like, I don't even know. What is it, like, 10 yards in front of you?
Past the house.
I don't know how many yards that is.
Is the U.S. do yards? Or is it, like, kilometers we don't do? Or kilometers? Or we do centimeters. The metric system. She's just chewing and staring at me. Never mind.
I'm letting her work this out herself.
I think we don't do the metric system.
You know, I've discovered with Isabel that sometimes you need to let her work out her own problems. She leads herself down this rabbit hole of confusion. And then somehow she climbs her way back up. Anyway. Alright, should we talk about one more thing before we end this?
Yeah, wait, what?
Okay, let's think.
What?
Guys, So Ismael's car. Okay, Ismael has a thing for music and loud music, might I add. Okay. Ismael introduced me to rap. Like, she, I don't know what. Okay, you, okay. Ismael's a religious person. Okay. You are of a Christian faith,
yes,
correct?
Yes.
Yes. Very, like, she was a very sheltered person when I met her, mm-hmm. you know?
Very
she,
much.
Yes, you know, which is fine. You know, yes. That's how you were raised. Whatever. Okay. But yet she's listening to, like, Kendrick Lamar and what else? You were really into, like, Lil Pump for
a minute.
Oh,
I love Lil Pump.
Yeah. Now, oh my God.
Gucci Gang?
Yeah. So this shelter girl is listening to hard rap, which just is hilarious. Anyway, what birthday... Okay, so Ismael had a stock radio in her car, correct? And then for what birthday did you get your upgraded stereo?
No, I don't think it was my birthday. It was in, like, the summer. I just, like, was wanted...
I thought it was a birthday gift.
It definitely No, I paid gift. For it. Oh, what? I paid for, like, more than half of it.
I could have sworn that, like, you didn't get anything else for your birthday. You just got the
oh,
stereo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think you were right. But I, like, okay, so I paid for half of it, and then the other half was my parents paying for it, but that was my birthday present.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Ismael got this, like, I don't even know. You know those, like, lowered cars, and they, like, bump to the music? Like, that's basically the stereo system that she got in that car. Like, it was not meant for that Infiniti. But it bumps, let me tell
She's
you.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's very good.
And I can just distinctly remember many, many times, like, before I even had a car, or was using it, I guess, or was driving in that car, just sitting in your passenger seat and you blasting these songs in our high school parking lot.
Yes.
Oh, God, I'm just, I love that. I love that about you.
Thank you.
I honestly, like, truly enjoy my songs more only in your car. Like, I'll, you know, you can listen through stuff on headphones, mm-hmm. but it's never the same than when you're in Ismael Harshaw's car.
The bass hits different.
It does.
It, like, makes you feel so cool.
Yes, it swallows you.
Yeah. Like, In the Dark by YG right now, I'm like, you know, just
plug
this thing. Yeah, like, in the dark, you know.
Yeah, yeah, those lowered cars, you know, and it's just your...
You feel like a thug.
We're doing... I don't... I realize that they can't see us, but we're dancing. We're doing the, like, steering wheel motion,
yeah,
you know?
And but
the,
just, like,
yeah,
one.
Lean back.
And then you lean back. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like, and then you go, in the dark, in the... And then...
Can you do that again?
In the dark, in the dark,
in the dark.
In the dark.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good song. So. Lauren Loves Magnolia by Playboi Carti.
Oh, yeah. That's listen to that. One. That's a good song, too.
Yeah.
Yo, just follow us on Spotify. We got some fire playlists.
Yeah. Izzy Harshaw...
I don't know. I think mine's like Bukadoran. Bukadoran.
When she has to spell it out. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Can I share the story?
Yeah.
Okay, so Lauren's car, I swear to God, it always dies. Like, she always, somehow, like, we always, she either leaves the door open or, like, doesn't turn the key fob all the way. And so the first time it happened, we were at, it was after band practice, and we were, what, were we a senior year or was it junior year?
I think it was senior
year. Senior year, okay, we were stupid females. No, females are amazing. We didn't know how to start a car, so, like, all these band moms, right, they came over and helped us, because I had a jumper kit in my car, and there's a, like, orange triangle that, like,
She put out, like, the reflective triangle that you get in your car safety kits. Like, she put it out. Where did you put it? Like, on the hood?
On top of your car.
Yeah, just so people would know. Like, how bad of a night I was having.
Oh, my God.
Like, if anybody, like, happened to hit a parked car... They would see this big triangle and think, oh, not today. Not this car. Oh, my God. Yeah, I killed my car probably. That's horrible on my battery. But I killed it probably once every 2 months or something like that.
But now we can do it ourselves. We don't need to call a boy, have band moms help us. We do it ourselves.
Yeah, I've legitimately had people in my life who have been like, you can jump a car? Like, what? Like, they've been amazed.
Yes. Okay, I went camping with these guys from church, and our friend's car died, and we didn't have jumper cables. And I was like, do you guys have jumper cables? And they're like, oh, yeah, I've never opened them, though. And so none of them knew how to jump a car. So I had to jump the car because six boys did not know how. I just thought that was funny.
Yeah. It's like, are women not...
seen as able-bodied people who can jump cars. Like, what is, like, it's not that hard. It's not rocket science. You just take the corresponding colors. Like, what? Y'all, this is stuff you're supposed to learn. Hey, if you don't know how to jump a car, go out right now and learn. I'm telling you right now, because you will look like a dunce.
Yeah, kill your car and then jump it.
Kill your car and dunce it. Kill your car and jump it.
Yeah, just leave all the doors open.
Yeah, leave all the...
think.
Yeah. Turn your car off before you jump it. Yeah. I'm telling you that right now. Don't keep it on.
I wonder if you could have, like, start a fire by doing that.
Well, they started a fire with a gender reveal party.
Oh, that is true. Californians. Californians? Yeah. Is that how you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was our first podcast.
Yes.
How do you feel?
I feel cool.
Cool.
We're gonna meet you, Alex Cooper.
One day, we're coming for you and your fame. Barstool, we're coming for you.
Hit us up. I just did the finger gun.
God.
That's a problem.
All right, well, what are we talking about next week?
I don't even know.
Great, we'll see you next week. Should we do a little bye?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.